we're doing a special class on the Ein Yaakov in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim has a section, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses the importance of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, visiting and checking up on those that are ill. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Remez lebikur cholim min haTorah minayin. Where do we have an allusion to this mitzvah of checking up on the sick from the Torah? The source for it is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach and his men. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im kemot kol ha'adam yemutu neile. If they die, like regular people die, ufkudat kol ha'adam yipaked alehem, and they get people check up on them like regular people get checked up on. So Me'ei Mashma has that indicating. Amar Rav, Rav explained, what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if they die like ordinary men die, that they go, ordinary people get sick, they're lying in bed, and people come visiting them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ufkudat kol ha'adam. And they get the regular checking, like regular people die, that people come and check. Do you need anything? And then they ultimately die. Moshe Rabbeinu says, then I'm a liar. You know, if I'm telling the truth, if Korach and his men die a special death, that the ground opens up and swallows them alive. So this indicates to us that the Torah is taken for granted, that when a person gets ill, people visit him. So the first understanding we have is that the Torah takes it as a given. Someone gets ill, you check out what he needs. Now we're going to see that there are many sources for this mitzvah. One source is, the Torah says, we're supposed to follow the ways of God. Just like God takes care of people, we're supposed to take care of people. God visits the sick. We saw God visited Avram. We're supposed to visit and check what the sick needs. So that's one source. Many Rishonim hold that this is a biblical mitzvah. And the reason we're focusing on it today is because the Chafetz Chaim points out, and I've noticed this as well, that people aren't careful enough about this mitzvah. A person can be ill in the machon. He needs meals. He might need medicine. People don't get it for him. I know that when people in the machon have a bris milah, so I come visit them, and I get medication for them, and I get bandages for them, and I'm happy doing the mitzvah. But I'm a little bit wondering, why? What about all their other friends in the machon? I'll go get them meals, I'll go get them what they need, and I'm happy doing the mitzvah. I'm not complaining. I'm very happy. I merit to do the mitzvah. But at the same time, I feel like maybe we should stress a little bit more the importance of this mitzvah. Everyone has a responsibility to take care of one another. We have a mitzvah, v'ahavta re'acha kamocha, love your friend like yourself. So every person when he's ill wants to be taken care of. We have to take care of other people. Tanya, we have a Tanoi quote, bikur cholim en hashiyu. There's no limit to how responsible you are for someone else to come check up what they need when they're ill. What does that mean? So the first understanding the Gemara thought is maybe it means there's no limit to the merits, how much wages you'll get. Then the Gemara says, no, every mitzvah, you know, is there a limit to how much wages we'll get in the world to come? We're supposed to be careful with every mitzvah. But the idea is, even if you're a big rabbi and he's a little person, everyone has to visit one another. No one can say, hey, I'm Bill Gates. He's the pauper at the corner of my house. What am I going to go visit him for? No, there's no difference. The greatest person can visit the smallest person. It used to be the custom that the rabbi would visit all the people in the congregation that were ill. Rabbi Kiva Iger, who was one of the greatest rabbis of Europe, would begin every day by going to the hospital, to the local hospital, and going to visit the sick. I remember seeing Rabbi Feinstein get on buses to go uptown to go visit the sick people from the community, people who were in the hospital. He'd go visit them. So the Gemara is telling us there's no limit. You can't say, well, he's beneath my dignity. I was just talking to a rabbi from New York the other day, and he told me about a homeless person who used to come by yeshiva who was sick in the hospital, and he was on the way to visit him. So this is a person that you couldn't stand next to him. He'd urinate in his pants. He'd say, you'd like want to stay 10 feet away. But he's sick in the hospital, so this great rabbi is traveling. He was already living in Brooklyn, traveling all the way 2 hours each way to visit this person. He's a person that's sick. He's in the hospital. So that's what the Gemara is telling you. There's no limit. No one could say I'm too important or he's too low for this. Rava said, the Braisa was teaching us another point, that there's no limit to the number of times. Every time, so long as you're not annoying him, every time we visit the sick, so we're helping him out. We don't know what we're going to get for the mitzvahs we perform, because we would not be able to contain the wages if God would reveal it to us. It would just overwhelm us. So the Torah keeps it hidden. Rabbi Acha, the son of Rabbi Chanina, taught us, whoever visits the sick takes away 1/60th of their pain. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, so let 60 people visit him, and then he'll be okay. So the Gemara says, no. It means 1/60th of the remainder. So you're always taking 1/60th of the remainder. So he'll still have a bulk. And it only works if there are people who are similar to him. The idea is that people who are similar to him, when they visit him, so if it's someone who you feel close to, similar, so you feel more bad when he's sick. So you pray for him. And that prayer has weight to help the person get better. So Rav Chelbo was ill, the Gemara tells us. And Rav Kahana, who was rabbi at the time, announced in the yeshiva, Rav Chelbo's sick. No one went to visit Rav Chelbo. So Rav Kahana got up and banged in the Beis Medrash and said, hey guys, there was once a disciple of Rabbi Akiva who was sick. And none of the rabbis went to visit him. So Rabbi Akiva went to visit this young student who was sick. And when Rabbi Akiva came, so he said, hey, he's in a musty room. There's no air over here. Let's clean up. So he got everyone to clean up the room and open the windows and bring in fresh air and change his linens. And when Rabbi Akiva was finished taking care of the student, so the student got better. So he turned to Rabbi Akiva and he said, Rabbi Akiva, you brought me back to life. Rabbi, thanks to you, I'm alive. I was on the way down. I wasn't getting any better. I kept getting worse. You came here. You opened the curtains. You brought in perfume. You cleaned up. You got rid of the stinky smell. You got rid of the musty air. You got rid of the germs. You changed my sheets. Changed my linens. You took care of me. And thanks to you, I'm alive. So Rabbi Akiva went back to yeshiva and told the students, you should know, whoever does not visit the sick to see what they need, it's as though they're spilling their blood. Because sometimes the person needs something, and that's going to be the difference between whether he gets better or not. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us that when we enter to visit the sick, we have to know that our job is to check what they need and to do what they need. Sometimes if you're there, so you'll be able to tell them, oh, you know, I know of a remedy for this. Sometimes you can get a medicine for him. It's borderline pikuach nefesh. And whenever it's borderline pikuach nefesh, it's bordering a risk of someone's life. So we have to treat it as such. And we have to take this mitzvah and give it the weight it's supposed to get. Everyone's responsible for this mitzvah. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim wonders, why is it that people are careless about this mitzvah? Here we have a mitzvah that when we perform it, it's as though we're saving a life of Israel. This person is, when he's ill, maybe he needs medication, maybe he needs our prayer. Part of visiting the sick is also praying for them. When Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babylon, he taught, whoever visits the sick causes them to live. And if you don't visit the sick, you're causing them to die. What does he mean? So the idea is that when you visit the sick, part of visiting them is praying for them. And if you're not visiting them, so then you won't pray for them as much. There's a difference between seeing someone ill and hearing that he's ill. When you walk in and you hear the guy and you see the guy and you feel bad for the guy, so then your prayer is worth more. And not only that, Chazal teach us that the ill, God is present by the ill. And when we pray for them, it's better than praying by the kotel. When you're praying by someone who's ill, you're praying and God is there. The halacha says you're not allowed to sit higher than his head. God is there supporting the ill. So the halacha says you have to sit lower than his head because God is resting above his head. So when we pray for him, we don't have to talk about the person. We say him. We don't even have to mention his name. God, please send him a refuah shleimah. You don't have to compose any fancy prayers. You could say a few sentences on your own asking God to give the prisoner a refuah shleimah. We're going to have to pause. It's time for prayer. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue at 8:30. We're having a special class about what happened at Merkaz Arab. So everyone's invited at 8:30.